Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. It is Sunday morning, 30 October 2022. Wow. Where did this year go? Some pretty interesting days this year. Thank God we've had a successful year right here on Read the Word. And even though we had some challenges there in July, we overcame, we conquered, and here we are on October the 30th, day 303. You have 62 days left in this year. 30 days has September, April, June, and November, 31 in December. So minus six, we got 297 shopping days left till Christmas. I don't know if you need to know that, but I just figured it out. Welcome. Today, we're going to be reading out of the book of Luke. We got parables. We got 10 lepers that were healed and the story of the rich young ruler. And it's going to be a great lesson from Jesus' life today. So let's get started with our opening prayer right now. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word
says. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
I receive this Word.
I receive this Word.
Plant it as a seed.
Plant it as a
seed. In the good soil of my heart. Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Here we go. We're going to start in Luke chapter 17, verse 11. Get my technology out of the way here. Luke 17, verse number 11. Not sure why we stopped there last time, but here we go. Happened as he went to Jerusalem, passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. In the Israel world, in the Jewish world, the lepers had to be outside the camp. Bring food out to them, leave, they would come get the food, take it back with them. So that'd be afar off. So, 13, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Leprosy is a horrible disease. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And that was Jesus' prayer. Remember what Jesus said? I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. So what he heard was, go show yourself to the priest. Well, in the law, that meant they were healed. What did they do? Off they went. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. The nine got cleansed. The man that came back to worship Jesus was made whole. That means when he got together with the nine men at the annual picnic of the lepers, they're all like, look at you. We got healed. How did you get healed? And he said, I went back and worshiped Jesus and thanked him. And what's interesting about the story is he was a Samaritan. Verse number 20. And when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, study, intellectualism, nor will they say, see here or see here. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Why? Because the king's in us. Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord, Lord, and he's in us. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in actuality, the kingdom has already come because it's in us. 22. He said to the disciples, the day will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. First, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. See, when Jesus said, occupy till I come, there's the verse that proves until Jesus comes, there will be people going and doing business. And listen, God expects that of you and me. He expects us to do that. Why? Because he's coming and he said, be ready day or night. No matter what you're doing, just be ready. Be ready. And if you're ready, you're going to be going wide open, full throttle, right until the day that Jesus comes and getting somebody saved everywhere on every corner that you can. 29. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. Likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. That's Jesus' words. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. I want you to notice that word men is italicized. That means it wasn't in there in the original. I don't have any idea why it's in there, because it makes for a mess today. There will be two in one bed. The one will be taken and the other left. Two will be grinding together. The one will be taken and the other left. Two will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left. Think about that. That's 50%. The five wise and five foolish virgins, 50%. 37, and they answered and said to him, where, Lord? He said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. This is Jesus teaching on the end times right there to the Pharisees, saying, The kingdom is in here. It's not out there. It's not in any person doing anything, in any ministry doing anything. The kingdom is within you because the king is within you. Chapter 18, the parable of the persistent widow. Then he spoke a parable to them saying that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Saying there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. I want you to notice that. Underline it. Look, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming, she weary me. Pause for a second. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge him, his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Want to say it with me? He will, because I'm going to have it. Amen. I'm going to have faith when Jesus comes. Verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to them, saying, now, to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterous, and evil as this tax collector. No, but Jesus called you snakes, vipers, hypocrites, whitewashed sepulchers. So you are that. I fast twice a week, give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector standing afar off would not as much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus blesses the little children. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter into it. If that verse is correcting you and rebuking you, receive it. Because that verse has probably corrected all of us at least 5 or 6 times in our life, especially me. Because it's too easy to become that hard charging, going, blowing, I'm getting this done for God person, and that's called driven. And children are like, my father's going to take care of it. I'm going to get up and do my part. I'm going to have a great day all day long, and let's watch what goes on. God help us all to be like children. Verse 18, a rich young ruler. You'll notice this one is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things from my youth. Jesus, when he heard these things, he said, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Jesus was giving him an opportunity to be on the disciple team. And so the biggest seed that he'd ever done after living a life when he obeyed all the commandments and create for himself a harvest, he had nothing, he had no idea was there. And because he was rich and his riches had him, he missed it. Where are we at? Oh, we're doing good. 24. When Jesus saw that, he became very sorrowful. He said, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? So there's the first level, those who have it. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Eye of the needle was the small door in the big gate of the city. It was short. So that an enemy showing up was going to have a hard time getting through that door. If a knock came and the gate's watchman looked through the hole, saw a man on a camel all by himself, the man would have to unload the camel. Camel get down on his knees and go through because that was their safety point. So Jesus is saying for a rich man to unload what he has and follow me is a difficult thing to do. Keep reading. Those who heard it said, who then can be saved? He said, the things which are impossible with God, with men, are possible for God. Peter said, see, we have left all and followed you. And he said to them, assuredly, I say to you, everyone who has left house, parents, brothers, wife, children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will receive, take all them double negatives out of there, who shall receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come, eternal life. Now, this is the point in our program where we say, circle the wagons. Jesus is getting down close to the end of his life, the end of his ministry. And he's teaching very important principles that all of us must receive. Jesus didn't have a problem with a rich man. He went and ate with him often. He was rich. He was like really rich. But what he was teaching is don't let your riches have you. Tonight in our program, in the evening program, we talked about Cornelius, who was a centurion who was highly esteemed by all the Jews, because he gave alms, he gave alms abundantly to the people. And he was a man very devout in his ways. So it comes down to, does your money have you or do you have your money? When Jesus says, go do that for me, will you do it? I was at the grocery store the other day and I saw a young couple, very young. It didn't look like they should be married yet, or to be together yet. But anyways, standing at the cash register, and I saw them counting their money, and they left two things in the cart and walked out. And I just spoke to the young man. I'm like, hey, man, is that yours? And he goes, no. I just got to put the cart away. I'm like, no, did you pick them up so you can buy them? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I'll buy them for you. Holy Spirit said, buy it. When they did, I turned and looked him in the eye and I said, I'm a man of God, and God told me to buy these for you. He wants you to know that he loves you. See, that's when it comes down to, does our money have us, or do we have our money? Because that's always the answer with God. And as we steward it, as we take care of it, got to be a steward in everything. That's one of them most difficult lessons that really should be taught early on in the church, and that is, how good of a steward are you in your life? Because if you're a good steward, Then God said, he who has been faithful with little will be ruler over much. And that rich young man who knew exactly how to be a very rich man had the opportunity to sow a major seed that day and follow Jesus and be blessed absolutely abundantly beyond measure. Jesus is just teaching us humility and making sure you and I always give glory to God. Always give glory to God. It don't matter how smart you are. If it isn't for God, what do you have? What do you have? You don't have anything. Like the Apostle Paul said, yeah, I worked hard. But the grace of God worked harder than I did in Jesus' mighty name. Well, it's now time for communion. This is Sunday morning. On Sunday mornings, we always have communion here on Read the Word so that you can get up, get an early start, and start your day out with the Word of God and communion. And I encourage you, invite your family. Get them all together around you, the kids, it don't matter. Get them everybody. And let them hear the reading of the word. Let them hear any of the commentary I give. And then share this communion time with them. Get you some grape juice and bread. And have it ready so that we can receive communion together. Now, how this works is I'm going to read the word. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. So everybody that's with us will be right with God. It don't matter who you are. No matter what church you come from. You don't have to be in your church to receive communion. Those verses don't exist in the Bible. Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. So we're going to read the word, pray the prayer of salvation, give about 2 minutes of instruction on that. Then we're going to receive the communion elements together. And we want you to join in with us in Jesus' mighty name. Hold on just a second. I got to type a message here. Don't you just love this day, man? Luke chapter 22, 14 through 20. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles were with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Let's pause. I like this chorus. Let's you and I sing this together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be that living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be that living sanctuary. Jesus, we have waited all day to receive this communion with you. 16, for I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Verse 19, he took the bread, gave thanks, and he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Paul said in Corinthians, it's broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus' body had to go through it all so we could have what is ours. And after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, if you notice on your page, it says, as he is, and that he is capitalized, circular. So are we in this world. Watch. His body's broken open. You and I have access to enter into it. His body was broken so that ours would be healed. He received the stripes, the wounds, the bruises, the beatings for our sins, iniquities, and our sicknesses. That's why this happened. And Jesus paid the price. Verse 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the torment, the trauma that is in any of your lives, that's in any of your lives that's keeping you from receiving the blessing of Almighty God. I bind that trauma. I bind you to torment. I declare in Jesus' mighty name. I declare in Jesus' mighty name. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you're watching as we were reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I didn't even read verse number 27. Or in the rest of those verses, because I want to teach you that verse 27 doesn't matter. That will never be you if you just show up at communion with a heart that says, Jesus, help me walk with you. You'll never be the person in 27 drinking damnation to yourself. The blood of Jesus is the answer for sin. If you've sinned, don't run from communion, run to it. What makes you worthy is your willingness to pray and say, God, I need you in my life right now. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Here's your place. make a bold statement. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Forgive me of my sin, Jesus.
Forgive me of my sin, Jesus.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
And I will live for you.
And I will live for you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here. Watch this. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came to live inside of you. Right here, right? Just like you are. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. You're going to have to deal with your flesh and actions and the things you've done in the past and that creasing of your soul that happened when you were growing up as a kid and you learned a bad habit, a bad action. You're going to have to continually confront that with the word of God. But do it. Listen, every single one of us have to confront that. But you are a new creation, even though you have to confront it. It's all passed away. It's not you. But you do have to confront it when it pops up and you act in that same manner. No. I say this all the time. You can ask Sister Lynn. I will not be that person. I will not be that person. And then you have to humble yourself and say, please forgive me. That's how you got to do it. That's how every person on the face of the earth has to do it. Not just you. All of us have to do that. Because that's how you humble yourself and you get rid of that stuff that was sown into your life and creased your soul. Such a degree. And then the wonderful work of God just happens. You're filled with light. That's what you're feeling. You're filled with light. Jesus, the light of the world. You're filled with faith. That's why so many times young believers can just get all kinds of things done because they're experiencing the faith on the inside and they just learn to speak it and bam, it happens. They're like, wow, look at this going on. Don't ever lose that. Never let anything cause you to lose that. Just keep going forward in God. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to live this. Well, I do. And God sent you here. You found us. This is on purpose. This is designed by God. We've been praying for you to get here. Click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell. And then be here with us. Read the Word. It's available every morning right about midnight. It's available so that you can start your day with reading the Bible and start your day right out with the Word of God. Even being read by a pastor. That's pretty cool. Not many people have that their pastor would actually read the Bible to them. It's an interesting thing. I'm not quite sure why that's that way. But God help us pastors to get this done and be a blessing to people. Now, I got some videos. I got special verses I want to send you. Shoot me an email. Email address is right down there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And, you know, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Messenger. And we'll be a blessing. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Give me a prayer request. That's how this thing works. And we will help you walk with God because that's the number one goal that we have here in the community of faith is to help you walk in faith in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Let's receive the communion elements together. Get your grape juice and bread. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Sister Lan's going to pray it with me. You pray right along with her. You ready? You are right with God. No matter how much they told you, you can't receive communion except in your own church. You are right with God. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We receive the broken body.
We receive the broken body.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. And now, the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life.
There is no more condemnation.
There is no more condemnation.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Not a single blemish when you come for me.
Or not a single blemish when you come for me.
When in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. seemed to have a bunch of crumbs hanging around. Sing this song. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, you have washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have changed my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. I'm not going to try the rest of it. It's okay. Did a lot of talking today. And thank you for being here with us. Share this with your friends. Just tell them. It's the most interesting communion service I ever seen besides the Word of God. And it'll be a blessing to your life. Send it to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. If you look down in the description of this program, there's a link that says full Read the Word playlist link. You click that and it'll take you to a link, a playlist, YouTube playlist, that has every one of our programs for Read the Word in it from January 1st, Genesis 1, to where we are right now, 303 days. And you'll be able to start in Genesis and come all the way through it. It's going to be a severe blessing to you. And you got a weekend off or something, going to drive somewhere down the road long ways, put it on. Just let it play. You know, after 5 or 10 times of praying the sinner's prayer, you'll be saved. No, you'll be saved the first time you pray. And when you get to the end part where we're just repeating everything, just click that one little, the arrow on the right side. Click it, and it'll move it right to the next song or right to the next video. And I would imagine on that, if you had a trip of 3 or 4 or 5 hours, you could get through about 6 or 8 of these. And it'll be a blessing to you. You'll be like, wow, because it's the Word of God, pretty much just reading it. I do a little bit of exhortation, but it's pretty much just reading the Word, and it'll be a blessing to you. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Anything that we can do for you, those that are here around the world, those of you around the world, I know sometimes you can't get to YouTube. They don't allow it, so it's all right. Thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio. Share it with everybody in your nation and the nation next to you. And if you want to get this in your native language, we'd be glad to help you, and we know how. Send me an email, and we'll be a blessing. Even if you got to write it in your own language, and I bring it here and copy and paste it and put it into a transcribe, or what do you call it? A transcribe, but...
transcribe?
No, it's... when I take it from their language and put it into mine, you call that?
Oh, translate.
Translate, yeah, thank you. We'll do it. We'll find a way to do this. So make sure you get in contact with me. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, Monday morning, October 31st. Wow, we only got 2 months left in this whole year. But it's been a good year. This is what we say. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.